threw anchors away. Our teenagers who are about to go away to college, who are aging out of their youth groups, they're at risk of walking away from their faith if they're not well grounded in it, if they don't understand biblical worldview. So this is why the ministry exists. And this is why we are so happy to have you back on today, Nancy. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Kelly and Steve. I'm good. My heart breaks for people that you all were praying for this morning. And, yeah. You know, it's just, we cannot give up. We have to cling strong to one another during this. It's just such a hard time.
Well, perseverance through these times like this, and the promise that we know that God is faithful, even when we lose our faith in Him, He cannot be unfaithful to us. And the fellowship of the body, that's what gets us through. But there's a component of that fellowship that is even more intimate, and that's accountability. So that's our question of today. Why does accountability to one another matter in the Christian life, Nancy?
Yes, and you know, just for what you were talking about earlier this morning, of coming along one another and encouraging one another, we are God's hands and feet to the church, to the believers, as well as to the world. And if there's a missing link in most of our lives, I would guess that it would be desiring accountability, you know, from one another. And a person that desires accountability, it's an amazing trait to have, to be vulnerable, to be teachable, to desire honesty, to be available for one another, and to embrace accountability. And these are characteristics that we all need to shoot for, is not only being a loving, kind person who's available to help, but also being open when our life goes sideways and we need some help. And I think this person is one who humbly walks with God and is open to be challenged by counsel and is willing to confront others in love when necessary. And, you know, there's no greater gift than that, to have such a friend that will walk alongside you and have the courage to confront you. You know, we see this all over the scriptures, Colossians 3, 12 through 15. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which indeed you will called in one body. This idea of putting on love, choosing to love.
Well, Nancy, Satan, I mean, we go back to Genesis and we see what he did in the garden. He tempted Adam and Eve, and he is still at it today, and probably even more so. So talk about that, the temptation of Satan, and how accountability relates in there.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean, the deceiver, that's Satan, and he is a deceiver. And he is confounding and confusing our hearts and minds and God's people. You know, just as you were talking about today, making the world seem like there's no hope in it. And, you know, this whole idea of confounding and confusing minds, you know, many Christian leaders, including pastors, let's just be real here for a minute, have chosen to gather around them those who don't have a solid biblical worldview, nor the courage to confront when the gospel is pushed aside to make way for man's, not God's, vision. And in churches over and over again, you see it. You see church leaders and Christian leaders who are falling. And the Bible tells us we fight a war, not of flesh, but of the spirit, against the powers and spiritual forces that threaten us. All the more reason We need to be praying for our leaders and our pastors. Ephesians 6:12, we've all heard it. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places.
Well, Nancy, you know, given the fact that there is this upper story that is playing out that we do not see, that there is a battle that's being fought all around us that we can't see, but it affects us greatly. Well, how is accountability and why is it so important in light of that fact?
Yes. And this is the thing. Accountability should be a very positive thing that you're looking forward to. You know, and we think of it as, now, I don't need that or I don't want it. But the truth is, we should want as much help as we can get around us in these days. And this might include making ourselves accountable to one another as we challenge each other and encourage each other in this struggle. We need all Christians on deck, and that includes this idea of accountability, you know, to equip ourselves with all the power that God supplies us to fight this battle. I mean, there is a battle raging out there, and God gives us power from His Holy Spirit to fight and to win this battle. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day comes of evil, you may be able to stand your ground after you have done everything, to stand firm. And that's wonderful hope for all of us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what gets me too sometimes, Nancy, when I think about it, because I've had these discussions with people that don't think Satan is real, but Satan is real and he is on a mission to destroy your faith in God. What do we need to keep in mind about that?
Well, I must say he's doing a very good job. If the battle that we were fighting in our faith to hold on to our faith, that is not God trying to discourage you. That is Satan. And he's smart and he's crafty. And he knows our weaknesses and will attack us in absolutely any way he can to try to break down the truth of God that God himself has built up in us. And I think during times of trouble, he tempts us perhaps to make bad decisions that could hurt ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. And we want to do what's right, but we're weak. And that's when we need friends to come alongside us and help us through it. And I think the question is, where do we go for help? And yes, we go to God, but sometimes with the help of a righteous friend. And we need to be that righteous friend. And we need to call out to others to help us when we're weak.
Well, let me ask you, you know, Nancy, this accountability figures into things that all areas of our life, right? It's dealing with sin. So what about when we have a friend who is struggling with sin? What do we do then?
Yeah, and let me just say Galatians 6:1-2, brothers and sisters, if somebody is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person. But watch yourself so you might also not be tempted. Carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another, build each other up, just in fact, as you are doing. And you know, when a friend is struggling, I think we have to ask ourselves, are you praying for them? Are you contacting them to make sure they're all right? And when's the last time you had a friend call you to ask how you were doing? You know, it's the same way. When's the last time you called a friend and asked if she needed to talk because God put that friend on your heart? You know, and encouragement and moral support from a friend are often overlooked by the busyness of our lives. And we just need to listen to that still small voice in us, calling us to bring comfort and courage and do the right thing. And accountability with the right person can help us win any battle that comes our way. And we just need to be that friend who loves, who teaches and rejoices, and who weeps, you know, with you. This is a huge gift of God, and it's something that we've been commanded to do, to be that friend, to go and hold each other accountable. You know, a man of many compassions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and that's Proverbs 18:24. And this I love, Psalm 133:1. Behold, how good and pleasant is it when brothers dwell in unity. And then the last one, Philippians 1:3-5. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So be encouraged, and let's be an encourager, even to the point of being open to be held accountable by a friend. Because I'll tell you, Satan will get after you and nip at your heels if your heart is willing to go out into this world and fight the fight. We best be prepared through prayer, through reading the Bible, and through a willing heart.
You know, this has been so good, Nancy. Even as you were speaking, we got a text from someone wanting to know if this audio was going to be available later because they want to share it with somebody else. So we know it's resonating. And I got to say thank you to you. And I think I can say it on behalf of several of us here at Moody Radio, just for your friendship and the way you reach out to us. Because in this way, and you do it with a great deal of love, but it is an accountability thing. And I don't know how many times, just for you to know, I've sat with Nancy across the table having lunch, and you just reach over and put your hand on my arm, and you look at me and you go, how are you doing? And I know you don't want just surface conversation, and that means everything. So it's important that we do that for each other. And I want to say thank you to you, not only for what you taught today, but just for being a good friend.
Well, thank you, Kelly. And, you know, we are dear friends, and you are a friend to so many every day, and you and Steve both are encouragers, and, you know, and open to whatever people have to say in love. And we need more of you two. We need more. So keep up the good work.
Well, we appreciate you, Nancy, and the ministry that you're doing. And you can find more information about Anchors Away by doing two things. You can go to kellyandsteve.org under the Resources tab. You'll find the links right there. Or you can go direct over to the webpage. Check it out. There's incredible resources that are there. And if you have questions, that's where you begin your journey, at anchorsaway.org. Stick with us.